There are almost 14,000 children in Michigan who've been taken out of their homes by the state because of an abuse or neglect allegation. Those kids rely upon the state to keep them safe and put them in an environment where they have a chance to thrive. But 6 years ago, Michigan was sued over treatment of kids in its care. The state was back in court today to see where things stand. Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez reports.
When the advocacy group Children's Rights sued the state over their foster care system, things were pretty bad. A federal judge found too many kids were being abused and neglected in the system that was supposed to keep them safe. Caseworkers had more work than they could handle, and the state wasn't helping kids to find permanent, loving families. Over 30% of kids were withering in the system until they just got too old for foster care. At the time, budget cuts got a lot of the blame. Sarah Bartsotz is the lead attorney on the case for Children's Rights. She says there are a lot of things the state needs to get in order to protect kids.
This lawsuit's about focusing on solid structures, solid policy, right leadership, right resourcing.
Since the lawsuit, a court-appointed monitor says things have gotten better, especially under the Snyder administration. Intake is more streamlined, and more kids are moving out of the system. But the state is still falling short on goals they agreed to in the court's settlement agreement. So kids are still getting hurt in the system. Too many kids are still in unlicensed foster homes. And almost half the kids in their first month of foster care aren't being visited by a caseworker twice to make sure they're safe and okay. More than a quarter of kids in the whole system aren't even being visited once a month by a caseworker. The court will continue to monitor the state's progress for the next few years. For Stateside, I'm Sarah Alvarez.